This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the key parts of the DACA program that the Supreme Court ruled on today, that it said President Trump can end, but not in the arbitrary and capricious way that he has been trying. Those are Chief Justice Roberts' words, by the way. One of the key parts of that program is that those hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought here as children can work. And for now, at least, they still can. Marketplace's Andy Euler looks at the Dreamers' role in this economy.
I reached Antoine Munoz on a quick break from his job at Blue Bottle, a boutique coffee roaster and retail chain. He told me he had no idea about his immigration status until he was 17.
I didn't know I wasn't from this country until I had to ask my mother for information, because I came here when I was one.
His mom is Colombian, and he was born in Venezuela, but Munoz calls himself a New Yorker. He's 29 now. He works through the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. Even with the Supreme Court ruling, he'll still have to reapply every 2 years. His immigration status is always on his mind.
Here in New York, in the state, I have a good job with good benefits, with a good company. But if I were to be forced out, then where do I go?
His status is more secure today than it was yesterday, which is likely also comforting for his employer. Munoz is now in a leadership role at his coffee shop and, like so many DACA recipients, could be tough to replace. Just ask Stan Merrick. He's CEO of a construction company in Houston.
I've got like six working for me that are just incredible young men and women. I mean, I don't want to lose those people.
Dreamers are a central part of the American economy. The overwhelming majority are employed or in school. They pay billions in taxes. The Supreme Court's decision today on DACA was narrow. The Trump administration or Congress could renew efforts to end the program. Erin Corcoran is an expert in immigration law at Notre Dame. I asked her what this ruling really means for Dreamers.
It's a sigh of relief, certainly, but there's no finality to this decision. There's no resolution. It just means that they can stay here a little bit longer.
With their place a little more secure, Dreamers, like everybody else, can focus on how to get through a jobs-killing pandemic and an economy in recession. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.